producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNlive.com. GCN.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and happy Easter to all of you today. I hope you're able to be with friends and family and enjoy this wonderful day together. And as we begin our spring season with this wonderful holiday, in some areas, Washington, D.C., for example, the cherry blossoms were in peak bloom on Wednesday of this week, and I'm sure it will continue for a week or more. So hopefully, if you're in the area, you can go and enjoy the beautiful cherry blossoms along the river and all over the city. And a little further to the south, the flowering pears are coming into bloom. The magnolias are coming into bloom. So the season of treeless, leafless trees are beginning to change. The buds are beginning to swell and the flowers are appearing. So it should be a beautiful spring. It's starting early for a change. We haven't had a nice early spring in a long time, especially after last year with all the snow. So it's nice to see that things are beginning to progress. Pansies can be planted right now, and Joni jump ups, violas. And no matter where you live, and even if you do get a little bit of light snow on them, the snow won't last and it will not hurt the flowers. Pansies are a tough flower, probably the strongest annual that we have today. And some of the varieties are able to even come back the following year. Plus, they reseed. But the secret to have the best-looking pansies is go out a couple times a week and remove the faded flowers. Cut the flower off. You'll notice a little ball, like a pod, that will form behind the blossom. And that's the seed pod. And if you don't remove the seed pod, the plant will use its energy to ripen the seed, and that means less work is put into the production of newer and more blossoms for those plants. So keep deadheading and remove the blossoms on your pansies. The Johnny jump ups and the violas, the flowers are small. It's a little bit more work, but it's well worth it. And those particular two are a little bit hardier than the pansies. And if you allow them to go to seed, the pod will burst open, it will explode, and it will send seeds that will grow in your flower beds and come back in the fall and for years and years to come. So it depends what you want. But right now, pansies are the only flower that can be put out and tolerate this up and down weather that a lot of us are receiving. Cold one day, warm the next, back and forth. And from Florida all the way to Maine, it's time to plant your pansies and enjoy it. Your bulbs are coming up. All of your daffodils are poking through the ground. The tulips are beginning to poke through the ground. The crocuses are in blossom along with the snowdrops and the snowflakes. And your blue chionodoxa and scilla, the grape hyacinths, are poking through the ground and beginning to show a little bit of color. The larger grape hyacinths are still a little bit behind, and they should be blooming in another, probably another couple of weeks, along with some of your early tulips. Now, at this time of the year, when you're going out to dinner, or if you want to make the table look better, there are wonderful Easter plants if you already have not purchased. Easter lily is still number one. And when you pick an Easter lily, you want to have only one or two blossoms open on the plant and as many buds as possible. I picked up a couple yesterday, looked through the grouping, and picked out two with seven buds on them. And two flowers were just beginning to break open. And this morning, they're absolutely beautiful. Beautiful blossoms. And the trick, now remember this, the trick to make your Easter lilies bloom longer is as the flower begins to open and you start to see the pollen sacs. So on the Easter lily plant, it's going to be yellow. Pull those out. They come off very easy. Grab them with two fingers and just pull. They'll come off, and that will extend the life of your Easter lily in your home by 2 days. So it's worth removing them. Plus, it keeps the beautiful white flower nice and clean. It doesn't get stained. I also bought earlier in the week some cut oriental lilies. And they have a different flower. They're not trumpet-shaped. They tend to open up more. And they're fragrant. And the ones that I got are called Casablanca. They're pure white, and the pollen sacs are brown to a copper color. And I've been pulling those off. I bought six stems, and I have three in bloom right now, and the rest of them be another day or two and they'll all be in color. But the house smells just fantastic with the oriental lilies. And if you're buying cut oriental lilies, remove as much of the foliage as possible. Not the little leaves near the buds, but the leaves on the stems. Cut them back a little bit. The flowers are so big that the stems tend to get a little bit weak with the weight of the bloom. So I cut my stems down by 3 or 4 inches, put them in a tall vase for more support, and they look beautiful. And if you want them to open up a little quicker, put them someplace where it's warm. If you want to slow them down once they reach that stage, keep them someplace where it's cool. And that will extend the life. If you want them to bloom quicker, put them near a sunny window and they'll open up faster. If you leave them in the middle of the room, it's going to be a little bit cooler. and that will slow down the growth. And what's nice about when you buy a live Easter lily, when it gets done blooming, and as the flowers fade, you remove each of them individually and then feed them. I put a little bit of dynamite, the granule slow-release fertilizer, in it as soon as I bought it. And when the threat of frost is over in early to mid-May, then I'm going to plant them in my perennial garden, and they'll bloom at their normal time, which is in July, maybe even August, depending on the heat during the year. And that way you get to enjoy them over and over again. Easter lilies are forced to bloom on Easter. And every year is a different year. I remember back, last year it bloomed on the 5th of April. So it's a crop that has to be grown for a specific date. It's not like a poinsettia that we enjoy for several weeks. The lily is a plant that will bloom for a shorter period of time and has to be timed perfectly by the greenhouse that grows the plant. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Tarrant Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up first today?
First up today, we've got Chris from New Hampshire. He's got a question about amaryllis and then another question about pruning.
Chris, welcome and happy Easter to you and your family.
Thank you, Paul. I called it before my amaryllis.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. On my amaryllis, I brought them out of winter sleep 3 weeks ago, and now I have four bulbs in one pot spaced around, and I now have two blossoms coming out of three of these bulbs. Is that unusual?
Well, normally you would take them out of their dormancy around the first of the year. So you let them sleep a little bit longer, and it shouldn't affect them as long as the bulbs are making foliage. And some of the other blossoms may be a little bit later in responding, but put them in a nice sunny window, make up a nice batch of a liquid fertilizer, some of the Neptune's Harvest fish and sea fertilizer, for example, is a good food for them. And the Espoma has also a new liquid fertilizer. But give them a good feed, and they will continue to grow, produce a lot of great-looking strap-shaped foliage. And you want to keep them growing all summer long, either in your garden or in a pot. Now, if they haven't been repotted for a year or two, then it's time to do it right now before the flowers open. And go to a pot that's a couple of inches larger, and that'll give them some room to spread out their roots and to get larger in size. And then during the month of April and May and June, July, August, and even September. They'll take the energy from the sun, they'll make the bulb bigger, and it will give you flowers that will be larger and more numerous on your plants for next year. And I usually put them to sleep when the kids go back to school in September. The ones that I keep in a pot, I just put in my basement, pot and all, and let them slowly turn yellow, go dormant. And the ones that are in the garden, I dig them up in late August, early September. I keep them actively growing for about a month, and then they go into the basement, and I just let them dry out, and then cut the yellowing and browning foliage so that the top of the bulb resembles an upside-down light bulb with the fat part in the ground and the light bulb screwing area portion, the threaded area, sticking out of the pot about 3 inches, and just let it stay in the pot with soil. It prevents them from drying out. I put them on the floor in my basement where the concrete is cold, or if you have a crawl space, put them in there, and they'll come back and bloom for you the following year again. So it's a process that you can repeat year after year after year, and your bulb will get larger and more blooms will appear on the plant.
Well, the original mother bulb, which is now in excess of 20 years old, is still producing.
Great.
And it's unbelievable. One other question. With this crazy up and down weather, is it still too early to start pruning?
Oh, no. It's time now. Definitely time now.
Even my roses?
Yeah. I tell all of my listeners, I live in Maine, and I start to prune my roses usually around the 1st of April. If the weather is really cold, then you can wait until the Red Sox come to play baseball at Fenway Park for real. Right now, they're just practicing. But if you've got a lot of roses and the weather is nice, at least put some winter protection away.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club. It's Sunday morning and a beautiful, beautiful Easter Sunday morning it is. I hope all of you are able to spend time with friends and family to celebrate the holiday. And today, just put the garden out of your mind and spend some quality time with the family and friends as you have dinner together. Having ham at my house, and to please some of my southern family members, were having both spinach and collard greens for the people from the south. And, of course, carrots and all of the mixings that go along with it. So, have a great Easter. Eat, enjoy, and then walk around your property and take a look at the buds swelling, some of the plants that may be in blossom. Plant some pansies, hopefully. You've already done that. And look out at your bulbs that are poking through the ground. That's a sign that spring really has arrived. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Massachusetts, and he's got a question about his Easter lily.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Easter to you.
You too, sir. My question to you is, I listened to your show a couple of years ago and said that you could plant your Easter lily outside in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. I cut it down to the bulb, put it in the ground. 3 or 4 months later, well, first of all, there was about 4 or 5 flowers on it. And then when it grew, I only had one flower. So I don't know what I did wrong.
Okay. When you planted it, did you plant it or did you prune it and then plant it?
I cut it down to the bulb.
Okay. What you want to do is that plant needs additional time to replace the energy that it took to make the flower buds. So when you plant them in your garden in May or even late April. Let's see what the weather does. And you allow the foliage to be on the plant. And it will continue to produce good-looking foliage for probably a couple of months. And then it may turn yellow and die back. If it does, then you cut it back. But if it stays green, keep feeding it. The bulb will get larger. And in your Easter lily bulb right now, if you were to take a knife and you were to cut the bulb in half, there would be a hole right in the center. And the reason for the hole, that's where your stem, your leaves, and your flower buds were. So when the bulb was planted during the winter in the greenhouse, the stem came out, grew leaves, the buds formed on the top of the plant, and it made a hole. And that's why you need to put the bulb outside with the foliage on so that it can take the energy from the sun, the fertilizer that you add to the plant when you put it in the ground, so that it can fill that hole with a new stem or two and more flowers for next year. Now, when you knock it out of the pot, you want to dig a hole, put a little bit of compost. I like to put some soil moist. Soil moist will help to retain moisture. Blend that all in and plant your lily about 3 inches deeper than it is in a pot. Lilies are a very, very unique plant because they have a double root system. A root system below the bulb, like everybody else does, and a root system for support in the garden that develops on the stems as it moves out of the soil into the open air. And that root system just below the soil line gives it strength so that if it gets windy, it doesn't lay down. And then feed it, and you're ready to go.
Okay. Got another question for you, sir. When do you think we'll be able to plant here in Massachusetts by the New Hampshire border for our vegetable garden?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm
right
going to be...
Right now we're having frost.
Yeah, I know. The weather's been crazy. We've had frost. You had some snow. We had 6 inches in Kennebunk, where I live, earlier in the week. But my garlic is up about 6 inches. Most of the snow has melted, and the garlic looks absolutely beautiful. But by the 15th of May, within the next 2 weeks, you can plant peas, snow peas, sugar snap peas. You can plant spinach. You can plant collard greens. Parsley can be put in. And let's see what else. Oh, onion bulbs or seedlings can be put in at that time of the year. Also, in the middle to the end of April is the right time. And you'll see it when nurseries have pansies for sale. They will usually have broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, and you can plant kale by seed, lettuce plants or lettuce by seed, and celery. So the middle to the end of April, depending on what the weather is like, if you see that things are settling down, those plants can go in. And then around the middle of May, You can plant your tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, squash, seed potatoes, and things like that. But, you know, do your cold weather vegetables anytime from the 1st to the middle of May. If you're in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, usually around the 15th. In Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and South, around April 1st, you can plant those into your garden.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. You have a wonderful Easter, and we thank you for the call. Well, this time of the year, we're also working on the lawn, and Bonide has a four-phase program that you'll really enjoy. They have been working really hard on this program, and it will make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. They've developed a new crabgrass preventer. You apply it in early April, and it will prevent crabgrass for 5 months because it doesn't all germinate at the same time. Plus, it will feed your lawn with a quality food that they have developed, and it's called Vital X, and it has nutrients, trace elements, plus iron. Their phase two is a broadleaf weed killer, and you apply it when the dandelions begin to form. So as soon as you see your first yellow flower, phase two goes on, apply it to a wet lawn with no rain, and it also contains this Vital X nutrient plus iron fertilizer. And then during the summer, you put down phase three, which will take care of all the bugs in your lawn, and fleas and ticks. And fleas and ticks are going to be a real problem because we had a mild winter. So if you have pets, put this product on, wash it in, and that will take care of it. And then phase four is their winter fertilizer. You apply it in September, early October, and it works on the root system of the plant. And right now, if you buy all four phases at your local garden center, they're going to give you a $35 gift certificate that you can use for anything in the store where you bought the product. So get out there and let's work on the lawn. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lorianne from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about mushrooms in her yard.
Lorianne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, too. I have a question. We have mushrooms, problem with mushrooms in the yard. I mean, we have white ones that literally, like, pop up overnight that look like a golf ball.
Yep.
And we also have some brown ones that have, like, a purple underside tinge to them that when you touch them, they turn to dust.
Right.
How do we get rid of those? Because I have two little dogs, and one of them is extremely allergic to mushrooms.
Okay. Probably the best bet would be to lime the soil. Mushrooms are coming in for two reasons. Slightly acidic soil and a lot of organic matter, which is a good thing. It's telling you that you've got a decent soil or better in your lawn, and mushrooms like a rich soil. So what I would do, I have dogs, and I don't want them eating the mushrooms. So a couple times a week, I just take a bag or a bucket, and I'll walk around the lawn where the dogs play, and I'll just pick them, throw them in the bucket, and then throw them into my compost heap, and they'll decompose, and I may end up getting a few more mushrooms in it, but at least I know that it's not going to be food for the dogs. But those balls that if you kick it, It's like black powder that will explode out of them. And that's not something that you want to do, is kick it. Because the white powder that comes out are spores or seeds that will make more of them in the future. So all I do is I'll take a little trash barrel or a bucket, walk around the lawn. The white ones I just pick up and I throw them in there. The black balls, I'll take a knife and I'll cut them from the soil line, dispose of them, throw them into the trash, and that will take care of it. And then lime. Either use the lightning lime that's made by Espoma. That's the people that make Holytone. Or you can use Turf Turbo that's made by Bonide. And what's nice about both these products, they'll change the acidity level in your lawn in a 3-week period. The old-fashioned lime takes 12 months.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract, call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. Well, before we know it, it will be late summer and the harvest will be on. Our gardeners will finally reward us with all of our hard work. Then the challenge will begin. What are we going to do with the mass of garden produce that has come from our gardens? We'll eat some, we'll bottle some, we'll give some away, not to mention all that we just goes to waste. Thankfully, there's a solution to this problem. The home freezer dryer from Harvest Right. For the first time ever, you can freeze dry food at home. Harvest Right freezer dryer will prevent anything you grow or eat, strawberries, apple, corn, tomatoes, eggs, even ice cream. The food will keep its great taste and nutritional value for up to 25 years. This product is amazing and by far the best and easiest way to preserve food. You're going to love the home freezer dryer from Harvest Right. Call them right now to learn more about the wonderful product. The number is 800-900-3770. That's 800-900-3770. Or visit harvestright.com. That's harvestright.com. The new way of the future to preserve food. And you're right. You know, we get a lot of tomatoes that come in all at once. What do we do with them? You can only give so many away. This way you can preserve them and enjoy them for months to come. If you're up and you need some help before you head out to church, give us a call. We have time for you, and we'll do the best we can to answer all of your gardening questions. This time of the year, we want you to clean your lawns, clean your perennial gardens, get all the sticks and twigs and leaves out, and get them ready. In your perennial beds, once you've got them clean, most of the plants have not broken surface yet. Buy some bark mulch if it needs it. Dump it right on top of the bed. Rake it evenly, about an inch thick. And that way, when the perennials wake up, they'll poke through the mulch and develop into a beautiful plant. And you won't have a weed problem. It will help to cut back on the amount of water during the heat of summer, and it's going to save you countless hours. If you wait until your perennials are up to put down the mulch, you have to lift up the leaves, put the mulch under it to every single plant. Doing it early, you dump it on with a wheelbarrow, take a steel rake, even it out. It will look beautiful. And they'll poke through it, and you're ready to go. And all of your nurseries and garden centers will sell you bark mulch by the pickup that you can pick up at the local nursery. Or if you need a lot, they'll deliver it to you for a fee. But it's cheaper by the yard than it is by the bag. And they'll probably have a brown bark mulch that's made with spruce and pine and fir and composted for several years. Or they'll send you a red hemlock, and it's beautiful. It's a little bit finer in texture. It has that nice red color that will last for a good 2 to 3 months, and then it will fade to brown. But mulches are an easy way to cut back on your labor around your roses, your perennials, around your shrubs and trees. It's the easy way out, and that way you get to spend more time enjoying the patio and taking in all of the work that you have put in on your property. So call us. Don't be shy. 855-660-4261.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.